Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England. The high broke the clouds up last evening and overnight with a partly clear sky. Temperatures were allowed to drop back into the 30s and lower 40s, and that's where we are beginning the day. But with the breaks in the clouds, we're seeing more sunshine this morning, and I'm expecting a quicker turnaround temperature-wise. And I think we'll manage to get back through the 40s and into the 50s quickly early this morning, on our way up to the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs, even as clouds mix in. A disturbance will slide off to the south near the nation's capital and then off the mid-Atlantic coast. That will push a few clouds our way, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. But most of us, if not all of us, will stay dry during the afternoon. In fact, it'll be dry tonight, although clouds will tend to build in. High pressure at the surface will keep the weather quiet. However, an upper-level disturbance will swing by during the day tomorrow. With the upper level energy passing by, we'll see clouds puff up during the day tomorrow, and a few instability showers will fire from time to time, especially across the higher terrain. So Thursday afternoon, probably not as nice as today, but high temperatures should still manage to get into the middle and upper 60s. That disturbance will pivot out of here for the day on Friday, leaving us mostly sunny to round out the work week and warmer temperatures as a result, with readings back into the lower 70s. Clouds will mix in on Saturday as some energy starts to move in again, still in the lower 70s. And with another trough developing over top of us on Sunday, we run the risk of a few scattered showers, still mostly cloudy skies otherwise, and generally dry, with highs staying in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like that upper-level pattern will favor some energy over top of us for the early part of next week, which could touch off a few scattered showers both Monday and Tuesday. And high temperatures both days, again, will manage to get up toward 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of far west and southwest Texas. An upper-level trough will move eastward across northwestern Mexico today, as west-to-southwest mid-level flow remains in place across the southern plains. At the surface, a cold front will move southward across central Texas, but is expected to become stationary this afternoon. Dew points south of the front should be in the lower 70s, and as a result, moderate instability will again develop across this region. Along with the instability, substantial directional shear in the low to mid-levels of the atmosphere and adequate upper-level wind flow will support a mixed mode of thunderstorms with organized multicells and isolated supercells both possible. Isolated large hail will be most likely with rotating storms, but a potential for wind damage, meanwhile, will be concentrated along the leading edge of the multicell line segments. And Tropical Cyclone 1B is located off the southeast coast of India. This cyclone produced 3 days of torrential rain in Sri Lanka, producing massive flooding and mudslides. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 25 degrees, with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 40 degrees, the dew point 36, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Edinburgh and Laredo, both in Texas, to a low of 18 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 53, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.79 inches for the month, which is 0.07 of an inch below normal, and 10.12 inches for the year, which is 2.91 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 48. The record high 94 set in 1962, and the record low 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:15 p.m., 14 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few sprinkles or showers with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, a bit more pleasant with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with more clouds off to the south today and temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles possible tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds pleasant today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, a few scattered showers possible, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s on Saturday. A chance of a few showers Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy all 3 days with highs into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.